rise up, O Church of God. Have done with lesser things. Unite in heart and mind and strength to serve our King of Kings. Rise up, O Church of God. Stop focusing on lesser things. Unite in love, God's word, and truth to worship our King of Kings. Rising up in the name of Christ, rising as God's church, leading the charge of help for the helpless and preaching God's hope. Salvation to all of God's hurting world. Does that happen when the church rises up in its own power, rises up in its people's skills, rises up in weak human strength? Lift high the cross of Christ. The world is watching you. Reflect Jesus Christ in all you say, and pray that God helps you too. Kneel down, O Church of God. Pray Ephesians 6 fervently. Unite in your prayers for God's protection from temptation to act without Him. Rising up in the name of Christ, rising as God's church, leading the charge of help for the helpless and preaching God's hope of salvation to all God's hurting world. Does that happen when the church rises up in its own power, rises up in its people's skills, rises up in weak human strength? Kneel down, O Church of God. Pray Ephesians 3 fervently. Unite in your prayers for God's anointing, for church to rise in God's power. Rising up in the name of Christ, rising as God's church, leading the charge of help for the helpless and preaching God's hope of salvation through all God's hurting world. Does that happen when the church rises up in its own power, rises up in its people's skills, rises up in weak human strength?
God tells us through Acts 20:28-31, "Therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which He purchased with His own blood. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves men will rise up, speaking perverse things. Therefore, watch." Acts 20:28-31.
Kneel down, O church.